Well, you may have heard the Bill of the Month investigations from NPR and Kaiser Health News, listeners submitting whopping surprise bills that come, for instance, when patients are treated at a facility that's covered by their health insurance, but a doctor or provider isn't in the patient's network. Well, last week, the House Energy and Commerce Committee passed legislation to rein in surprise medical bills. And as IdeaStream's Marlene Harris-Taylor reports from Cleveland, some hospitals say they're also taking steps to keep patients from being saddled with these unexpected charges.
Can you go upstairs and get your trucks?
Okay.
Can you put that in the trash?
No, but the crayons can't go with you.
Jody Cressup-Gee has her hands full with three kids, including her youngest, who's home with her today. She and her family had just relocated to the Cleveland area from Missouri when her five-year-old daughter cut her foot. Cressup-Gee says her daughter came into the kitchen screaming.
There was just a trail of blood behind her. Her foot's all bloody. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't even know where to go because we just moved here and it's a Sunday.
Cressup-Gee checked her insurance company's website to find an in-network hospital where the bill would be covered. Her daughter received stitches in the ER, and Cressup-Gee paid her $250 copay and thought that was the end of it. Then a bill arrived in the mail.
Even though the hospital itself is in-network, as I found out later, the doctors who are there aren't necessarily in-network. And we got this big bill for $910, and I was like, what? I thought we had good insurance. What is this?
Cressup-Gee tried disputing the charges, but after months of fighting, she paid the bill.
There was no way to resolve this, I don't want to say like nobody's at fault, but everybody's at fault. It's like that kind of a thing, and we got stuck in the middle.
Officials at university hospitals in the Cleveland area, where Cressup-Gee's daughter was treated, say patient privacy issues prevent them from discussing Cressup-Gee's specific bill. But the hospital system recently unveiled a new patient financial bill of rights, which, when fully in place, would keep future patients from receiving surprise charges. Here's UH Vice President Kathy LeBrew.
We're working to synchronize so that those organizations, they are participating with our payers in network.
Okay, but you're not there yet, right now.
We're not there yet. We're working toward that.
So at what point do you think all your people will be in network?
That'd be a hard question for me to answer.
LeBrew says right now, UH is committed to making sure patients are aware before scheduled procedures that they could get hit later with out-of-network charges. Other hospitals in the Cleveland area say they have similar policies. But even with the Patient Financial Bill of Rights, patients in emergency situations like Cressup-Gee's may still get treated by doctors in ERs who are out-of-network, especially at satellite locations off the main campus of hospitals. Soon, however, hospitals around the country may be required to do more. Bipartisan bills are being considered by both the U.S. House and Senate that would regulate hospitals and insurance companies on this issue. And President Trump has publicly declared his support for Congress addressing surprise bills. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Midwest Director Douglas O'Brien says these surprise bills are driving consumers crazy, but some hospitals and clinics are getting the message.
They understand they have got to produce more consumer-friendly interactions with patients if they're going to survive.
Case Western Reserve University Health Finance Professor J.B. Silvers says it will take time to convert a complex medical payment system that includes hospitals, contracts with doctor groups, and numerous insurance companies.
They can treat this as not just a financial issue, but as a patient relations question. So if you take it from that point of view, then do you want to have in one of your regional hospitals a contract with an outside physician group to cover certain things that you can't do on your own? Probably not, because you know that's going to lead to problems like the surprise bills.
Silvers agrees change is coming on surprise bills, but other issues like bringing down the cost of health care are more complicated, and it will take a long time to find the right solutions. For Here and Now, I'm Marlene Harris-Taylor.